Good morning and welcome to the Wake Up with Taryn Sarcone podcast. I'm your host, Taryn Sarcone, and I am so happy that you are here with me today. I have a message on my heart for you. If you are a woman who is unfulfilled, you're burnt out, you're stressed out, you're irritated, you're triggered, you're anxious, you're depressed, you're hopeless, you're wondering, what is my life about? What is my purpose? What is my calling? Why am I here? I want you to know you're not alone and you're also not crazy. So welcome to the show. You're going to love it. This following clip is my interview from last week that was done by the Witty and Gritty podcast. They had me on as a guest in their author series, and I get to talk about my new book called The Valley. So if you want to know more about The Valley, who The Valley's for, what it was written for, the help you can get with it, then this episode is for you.
We're your hosts, Brooke and Farron, and we are in the middle slash beginning or end, depending on when we air this one, of our author mini-series featuring authors like Betsy Adams, Taryn Sarcone, Melissa Spolstra, Anastasia Corbin, Melissa Neyert, and more. And today we have Taryn on. Taryn, we are so glad you said yes to being on the show. Thank you.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
So your book, you have a really interesting launch story that we can maybe get into or not get into, but your book is already out, which is exciting and great. So if you're listening to this now, you could get this book in your hands thanks to Amazon in 2 days or less. Same day delivery, get a drone. So Taryn, why don't you tell us a little bit about you, where you're from? We're a Texas podcast, but you're not a Texan. Where are you in the world?
No, I am born and raised in Michigan, so I am way up north from you, and I am a mom to 4 kids, and I am a wife, and I am also motivating God's daughters. God spoke that to me about 2 years ago and said it's time. It was at the darkest point in my life. And I was actually journaling about wanting to end my life. I chased money and success and promotion and rank. And I was idolizing all of the material things of the world, feeling like if I could just make more money, I would feel more worthy. If I could just have a better status or a higher rank, I would be happier. And ultimately, I just wanted fulfillment, joy, and abundance. And the world says this and you can have it. And I worked and worked and worked and sacrificed and lost out on precious years of my life with my children. And when I got this success that I was chasing, it was just smoke and mirrors. It didn't feel good at all. It was actually the month that I made the most money ever and hit my highest rank with work that I was journaling and wanting my life to be over. And my book is about my journey through the valley and how there's beauty in the breakdown of life. But a lot of people find themselves down in a valley and they're trying to get out on their own, which, let's be honest, never works and just burns up even more. But also there's the beauty in why we're there in the first place, how God can use your story and change your life. And that's really what he did for me. And he spoke to me and I had an encounter and he said, share your story, be honest, be real, really share what you went through. So the book is very vulnerable, which is scary to me because I'm, you know, putting all this out there into the world. Until now, it just kind of felt like pretend, like, oh, how cute, she's writing a book, you know, but it's now that it's out and I have people messaging me saying, I'm on chapter 10, this is so good. And you know, it's like, oh, you are? What are you reading? what are you seeing? So it's a very surreal time right now in my life for it to be out. And I just cannot wait for broken women that are being held down in this valley to finally get the freedom, because they're being held there in bondage without authority. So I can't wait to just shed some light on that and pull women from the valley onto the peak where they deserve.
So the title of your book is called The Valley, which it's nice because it's easy to remember, like, oh man, I feel like I'm in a pit, I'm in a valley. Oh, let me find a book about the valley. Here it is. And the tagline is practical steps to identify how you got there and how God can get you out. And like you were saying, Taryn, there's going to be times in our lives when we're in a valley and maybe we did it to ourselves, like, whoops, I made a series of terrible choices. Or sometimes someone else's sin gets us somehow in a valley. But the good news is that God can redeem everything for good. And you have found a way to use your story to make a roadmap for people to get out of the valley. That's so wonderful. I love that.
It really is a roadmap. The book is split into two parts. The first part is descending down into the valley. The second part is ascending out of the valley. And like you said, you find yourself in a valley because maybe you've made a series of poor choices or someone else's sin has affected you. And that's exactly why we're there. And it's really not our fault most of the time. And I like to encourage women and say, you are exactly where you should be based on the life that you've had. Like, you are experiencing life the way that anyone would experience life who has experienced the life that you've experienced. And some of us are born right into sin. And that was me. I was born to a teen mom. And that sin that caused a lot of problems in my life because I had abandonment issues. My father left and then came back and left and came back and left and came back. And that really messed with my identity and what I thought I was worth. People label us and tell us who we are. And then we just become that version. And a lot of the things that we're doing is just, you're trying to keep yourself safe. Things that you've learned over time. And it's really not our fault. You have to go in and figure out the why you're in this valley. Why are you addicted? Why are you isolating? Why are you depressed? And when you pull back those layers and look at who you were raised by, almost 100% of the time, if somebody is in the valley and they're just covered in trauma and problems, and you're coping with things to feel better. Everyone is doing that. You're either overeating, overspending, you're doing drugs, you're drinking, you're binge watching TV, you're sleeping too much, you're partying, you're doing something to numb the pain. And really, we have to think, why are we doing this? Why is there pain to begin with? And if you can go down, which my book helps you to discover each step of where did things go wrong? And why did you develop this response to life? When you're stressed out, you immediately reach for a glass of wine, or you're stressed out and you immediately reach for your credit card. Or why do you keep ending up in these abusive relationships? Or why do you keep having these thoughts of suicide? Why do you feel like you're not enough? Because we are the daughter of the highest king that ever was and ever will be. We are royalty. So why don't we feel like it? You know, that's really what the book addresses, is why don't you feel like who you're supposed to be? This is your identity. And so it's descending down into the valley in part one really opens that up and shares, like, why we want to fit in, why we have this chameleon mindset, why we're living in the dark and hiding our secrets and covered in shame and guilt, and why we're not coming to God. Why we feel like he's mad at us and we're not worthy enough to talk to him. And it addresses all these questions, but then part two starts to show you that anyone can have a day one. Anyone can say, today is the day, enough. Because you're being held in this fake dungeon down in the valley where there's a shackle around your ankle. It's actually not locked and closed. It just appears that way. You think the door to the dungeon is locked and closed. It's really not. If you walked up to it and pushed it, it would slide right open. And then you feel like you're all alone in this jail. But if you look around the corner, there are women in all of these cells by themselves with the exact same process happening to them. Like, we are chosen. We are anointed. We are set apart. and we're royal and we have a purpose and a plan. A lot of us don't know that or believe it in the beginning, but you know who does believe it? The devil. The devil knows the mark on your life. He knows who your identity is in, and he doesn't want you to know it. It's the secret. He doesn't want you to think that you can do this. And so he's trying to battle for this soul. And I just think, how amazing must your soul be if these two rivals are constantly pulling and fighting for you? And here you are thinking you totally don't even matter and you're no big deal and, oh, who cares? And I just want to be done with this life. But the pain that you're experiencing, the stories, the things you've overcome, the trauma you've healed from, all of these things God will use for good to help other people in those situations. And the book will bring you to the peak of a valley where then you're able to experience the fulfillment and the joy and the abundance. And then that's where it comes in. What is my purpose here? No, this wasn't all for nothing. So what is my purpose? And every single one of us want purpose. We want belonging. We want to know that we're doing something. We're not just paying bills. And then one day we just die. You know, people want to be a part of something bigger. They want to have that fulfillment. And so the very end of the book talks about how to find your purpose. And now that you're healed, now that you're on the peak and you can see things for what they are, because when you're in the valley, you can't tell. You can't see anything. All you see is darkness. There's not a lot of sunlight. There's not a lot of growth, you know, happening. And you're just kind of stuck there. And once you get to the peak, then you can see things for as they are. And that's when you find out your purpose. Because you can't find out your purpose until you get to the peak of the mountain.
I love that. We're about to be a bunch of Peters just breaking out of these jail cells and walking out. Everything's open. I love this. I like how you address the enemy versus God. And I also like how you mention whether you got yourself in the valley or someone's sin happened to you, you're there. So now what? There's always a way to honor God from here. You do not have to continue living like this. How can we have that day one and let's go? And you do that through your book. And I think it's just wonderful how you walk people step by step, because sometimes we haven't done the work to figure out, why am I the way I am? Why does this keep happening? Right. It's like Paul, like, why do I keep doing the things that I want to do? Have you put in the work to figure out why you are? And then once you get there, you make that realization, you'll walk them on out of the valley, just like you're the valley guide. And that's one of the things you have, like, that's Terrence Arcone, the valley guide. I love it. You walk people through what God has done for you, and God can do for them too. If he's done it for Taryn, he can do it for anyone.
Absolutely. Yes. 100%. You've
mentioned what your book's about. You've mentioned what inspired you to do this. So what type of person is going to benefit from this book? Is it just people who are feeling stuck, or is it for anyone? Who's this for?
I would say that this book is for anyone who feels like they're made for more. They don't know what that looks like, and they don't really believe it. But somewhere deep down, they just have this sense of there has to be more to life. This can't be it. If you're a Christian, then this book is great for you. If you're not a Christian, this book is great for you. This book was written with the very beginner in mind, someone who believes in God, but doesn't really have a relationship with Jesus and I talk about that in my book, how I was raised, and I never really had a relationship with Jesus until I was older. And I thought it was a bunch of just rules and limitations, and it's not that at all. So if you're someone who's like, I believe a little bit, I'm not really sure, we go through tons of scriptures, and there are 8 resources that I give for free in the book, things that you can download and print off, like your identity and your inheritance and who God says you are, and a list of scriptures that you need to recite out loud when you are feeling in the valley so that the enemy can hear you. He can't read our mind, so we need to speak out loud our authority and who we are and whose we are, because he can't be around if we're doing that. So anyone who is feeling trapped, if you're feeling overwhelmed, anxious, depressed, You're overanalyzing, you're overthinking, you're coping with anything. You find yourself triggered, you're in trauma. Any darkness that you feel within you, like, why can't I do the things that I want to do? Because the problem isn't that we don't know what to do, it's that we're not doing them, just like you said, that, you know, why do I do the things that I don't want to do? And I know the things I should, but I don't do them. And honestly, it's, we all know how to lose weight. We all know how to lose 10 pounds, but we don't. So it's not, why am I in the valley? It's, why am I not doing the things that I know I need to do to get out? And people say all the time, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do about this situation. You do. You're just not doing the first step. And that's why I take you step by step. And that's why I wanted to write it in a book format, because I wanted people to take their time. If you're stuck at step four and you can't get past it and you're not doing the things in step four, then you can wait a couple of weeks, a couple of months to continue reading when you feel like you're ready to go out. Or if you get out of the valley and it's been a year since you've read the book, you can hop right back in when you're realizing, wow, I'm really doing a poor job at my self-worth. And I know that my thoughts are hindering what I'm doing. So I need to go back and read chapter 7 of this book, because I'm rereading the book because I need it. It's, the valley isn't something that you experience one time and you're out. No, you keep going back in. And the goal is to recognize the red flags that you're headed down into a valley and be able to do the steps right away to pull yourself back up. So you're in the valley for maybe an hour, 2 hours, and then you're back out of the funk and you're good to go, instead of 3 weeks or months. Or my first valley I was in was for about 17 years. Like, I was born in a valley and I never left. And so that's the whole goal. It really is for anyone. It is written for a woman, and it's very relatable to women and motherhood and who we're called to be, but it is absolutely a book that a man can benefit from as well and really use and apply. You know, these steps aren't gender specific. You know, I just am more relatable to women, but teens, I've had a few college students purchase it already, and all the way up to 100-year-olds. You know, it doesn't matter. If you're in the valley, you need to read this book.
I love it. And also, the Bible talks about how we're all going to have trials. So maybe we're at the peak right now, but then, oh no, there's a significant loss, or whether it's job or person or some sort of trauma does happen. Oh, I have the valley right here. I can read through it. And Taryn's going to walk me through these steps that are all scripture-based from God. Where can we get The Valley? How can we get our hands on this book immediately?
So you can go to Amazon and type in The Valley and then my name, Taryn Sarkony, T-A-R-R-Y-N, and it'll pop up right away. You can also go to TarynSarkony.com. And see the link there and the printable links for all of the free resources that I had mentioned.
Okay, so we can go to your website and find the resources, the book. We can go to Amazon, find the book. And where can people just find you? You're an amazing human. You're funny. You're sweet. You're smart. How can we get more Taryn Sarkony in our lives? Where do we find you on the internet?
TarynSarkony.com has everything that you need to get in contact with me. I run a podcast called Wake Up with Taryn Sarkony, and we have over 18,000 listeners and probably 150 episodes published. But I have been running a podcast for a long time, and it's kind of what birthed this book. And when I started sharing openly and days I would get on and record and share, like, I'm in the valley. Here's what put me there. You learn a lot from me exposing my own life. So it's very personal, very close, very vulnerable to be on there. But my hope is by me being vulnerable and sharing on social platforms that other people say, me too. I'm not alone. So TarynSarconi.com is where you can find my podcast, my Instagram, my TikTok, my Facebook, all my resources, how to contact me. I also do one-on-one coaching. So you can come by and just say hi. You can ask me questions. I respond pretty regularly. I just want people to feel seen and related to.
I love that. So basically we can find you everywhere, but the main place we could start would be your website. Listeners, we're going to link everything, all the links, all the things you need to find Taryn, wherever on your preferred platform. So we'll link her Facebook, we'll link her Instagram, we'll link her all her things. That's so great. Okay. Do you have any other resources? You mentioned the podcast, you mentioned your book. Do you have anything else right now or something in the works?
I have two courses that are for people once they get out of the valley. So I have a course that is available. If you're someone that feels that you are going to go through this book and you're going to get out of the valley pretty quickly, maybe you've already been on this journey of growth and healing and you feel like you're just kind of like missing some pieces. If you read this book, you will get through it pretty quickly and you'll have so many aha moments and light bulbs and connections where you might be ready to immediately dive into your purpose. And I have a course which is consisting of 5 short videos that walk you through how to find your purpose. I have another course that just came out last month called Build Your Purpose, and it's over 200 videos, little video clips of 2-3 minutes that screen share and walk you through how to build it. So how to set up social platforms, how to set up email marketing, how do you get your message in front of the world? What do you do? So I have that program that's available, but you really work through the steps. So step one is read the valley. Once you read the valley and you feel like you're ready for the next step, then step two would be getting into the first course and then step three down the road. So everyone starts with the valley. It doesn't matter if you feel like you're on the peak or at the pit. You need to read this to understand and see the warning signs so that you don't step and slide right back down into the valley again.
That's so good. I love how it's all step by step in the valley, and then you have the next steps after that lined up too. And that is all on your website as well.
Yep.
To close up, do you have any final word of encouragement or something you want to say that we didn't tee you up for as we close today?
The thing that I want to say is if you are listening to this and you feel somewhere in you that you're made for more, that's not a coincidence. That's not random. That's not a lie. That is the living God calling you and speaking to you. He will call you and draw you near to him. And you're going to feel crazy at first. I remember telling my best friend, I literally think I'm going crazy. Do I need to go into a psych ward? I'm hearing voices. Is this God? Is this real? And I have this feeling like I'm made for more. Is this real? I'm telling you, I'm begging you, I am pleading with you to begin this journey. Take the first step. You have what it takes because you have Christ, or you will learn to receive Christ through my book, and you can do this. You were made to do this and you're not crazy. And that little voice and that little feeling in you isn't by mistake or on accident. It was placed there purposefully because we are here for a purpose.
Yes. Thank you for that word of encouragement. And we are so glad you came on the show today. Everybody go right now to Amazon and get her book and then go to her website and look at all the resources available to you. Make sure you follow Taryn on Instagram and you will get more of her pretty face. It's amazing. She's amazing. Taryn, thank you for being on the show with us.
Thanks so much.